Rauri Waititi is kindly with us, the co-leader of Te Pāti Māori and also our latest emerging music critic and reviewer. Thanks for your time today, Rauri. A warm welcome. Te rākwe.
Morena te ao, morena tātou.
Are you the only politician in the world that reviews Beyonce's latest country album?
Oh, when she called me to have a look at it and review it, I thought, gee, what a, you know, awesome to make contact with her again. But no, just in all seriousness, I thought it was a bloody awesome song. It's nice to see people. I think the world's going country.
It's going country, man. Let's get that. Yeah, let's have a hold down. Just while we're at it, to you, good mates with Rob. How's Rob faring? Is he making more music?
Yeah, well, we're kind of making music in different ways. So both Rob and I and our wives thought, you know, if we're not busy enough, we're going to throw a Kapaka team into the Mātata Regionals. So Mātata Regional Kapaka competition is next week. And we threw a group in. And so we've been busy for the last 4 weeks with a Kapaka group of 40 people. And so, but the biggest thing about Kapaka for both he and I is the oranga in it that it brings, not only community and whānau, but also to ourselves who work pretty strenuous and busy lives, but to grass to bring our roots back into the grassroots stuff that that kind of made us be God honest, and that still continues to influence us in our own way, whether it's for Rob composing his waiatas or me in politics. Kapahaka is the fundamental tool that we use to get our messages across. And so it's really lovely to be back into it.
Yeah, tēnā koe. What's the name of your ōrōpū?
Te Taumata Apuni. And so Te Taumata Apuni is a couple of things. Te Taumata Apuni, first of all, I just want to acknowledge the Te Whānau Apuni, because we're the composite group to Te Whānau Apuni. And so we've come out of the same whare hakahaka as Te Whānau Apuni. Many of the people that are in our group have been passed performers for Te Whānau Apuni, and we all come out of Rikirangi's house of haka, Rikirangi Gage. And so you know, this is just that it was a problem. The problem we have here in Te Whānau Apuni, although being one of the smallest iwis in Mātātua, is a matter of demand and supply. And so we haven't got enough groups for the amount of people wanting to participate. So putting another group in, going as a composite group to Te Whānau Apuni, means that more of our people have access to kapaka and the many tools and oranga that it brings.
Tēnā koe, is it true that to be a member of Te Taumata Apanui, you have to have voted for Te Pāti Māori?
That's only but one. The other one, the other cool thing about Te Taumata Apanui is that we have near on, I think it's 16 women that have moko kauai and 7 men. And so it's probably the highest amount. We actually are the majority in our group now, those who wear moko. Not that it's that absolute requirement, but it's nice to see that moko is now becoming more prevalent in these spaces, more natural in these spaces, and are the majority. So we had a moko papa last week for two of our wahine that felt out of place and wanted to, two of our older members who felt that that it was about time they ran a moko. So we cut back to early, set up the tables, and they got their patches. They're patched up. So these are some of the other orangas that that Kapaka brings. It's not only about just getting up there and doing waiata, but also about how we present ourselves. And what we believe is a future for Tiwi Māori, and we can see this happening at a rate that we've got moko. I just saw one of our young lads, Kaya, who got his moko down in Maniapoto, who's only 16. And so our kids are becoming more prouder, more comfortable in who they are a lot earlier.
Tēnā koe. I want to talk politics with you, but you'd know Aue Riddell, who we have lost, a beautiful old guy, and I wonder if you might just reflect on his contribution to Te Ao Māori across the decades.
Yeah, well, he went to school with my father and my uncle at St. Stephen's. His contribution as a principal to Te Aute, and just to Māori education as a whole. And you're absolutely right, what a beautiful, beautiful kaua that was. We've lost another tōtara. In the midst of you know, Māori finding its feet in some very challenging spaces, and it's people like Awe Redau who were able to do that in the time they were on this earth, but paved the way for young Māori leadership to come through and continue to challenge the status quo, continue to challenge our spaces to allow our people to stand comfortably in who they are and how we do that. And so, you know, I just want to mihi to Awe Redau and his whānau at this particular time. I know they're bringing him back to Iritukura here on the coast, and currently at Mahurehure. But, you know, just to acknowledge his contribution in the education space. But also my father and, well, my uncle's not with us, no longer with us, but have fond memories of the likes of Awe Redau. You know, they were an ilk. They were the states. They were statesmen of their time. And he will be sorely missed, and leaves a big gap in Te Ao Māori, and that we need to continue to fill that gap. But like I said, we are bringing up a new generation who are proud to be themselves, and returning to a time where our ancestors did things a lot earlier. And you know, it's the likes of Awe Redau and them who have paved the way. Also, you know, Muru Walters, who has also passed away, but Muru Walters, who I believe may still be one of the highest scoring Māori All Blacks of his time. But, you know, his mahi in the church and his mahi of inspiring young Māori, you know, leadership also should be acknowledged. And so, but to both those kaua skate, me atu rā kia rāua, e rungai tā hua o te ara whanaunga, engari kei te mihatu kia rāua, ia rāua e whātu nei rungai te ara kōrono kuparangi e te tini, e te mano, ko haere ki tūrei tū, ki tūrei au, ki te wīwa te kahurangi, e ngā kraua o te pō, haere whakamaro atura.
Tēnā koe, and thank you. Thank you for those words of our wonderful old guys. Ngā mihi. Rawiri, a quick flick through some of the politics. Your members build and remove GST from the kai has been drawn from the ballot. What happens now? What's the likelihood of it getting written into legislation, Ewa?
Well, the problem is you need the support of the government, and so you know, instead of divisive policies like the Treaty Principles Bill, they should be looking at how to start making life a lot easier for our people. If we've got a cost of living crisis, this is the way you start to give people dignity and start to give people the hope and start to give people the ability to be able to survive in a very, very challenging time. And so, you know, taking GST off kai is the easiest and the quickest way of doing that. It allows us to ensure that 50% of the money spent at the till remains in the pockets of our people, that they're able to, you know, to afford kai, to be able to put kai on their tables for their whānau. And so my challenge to this government and to any other party in the House is that if we can support this, we make life a lot easier for those whānau who are struggling at this particular time. Taking GST off kai will do that immediately.
Tēnā koe. The repeal of the three waters that was prioritised by this coalition government, your thoughts here, because we know that there are still many communities whose access to water is severely compromised. What do you make of that repeal?
I believe there should be greater discussions around the infrastructure of water, whether it's rainwater, drain water, and also drinking water. We need to have access. We've got communities up in the north for 25 years have had boiling, you know, have had to boil their water. We've got, you know, you just look at Wellington, you've got leaks all over the place in Wellington, so there's infrastructure issues. Rural communities don't have any infrastructure at all, and they've had to set up their own infrastructure. You know, the water that goes into my home here in Whangaparawa, no council has come down to deal with that. We've had to do that for ourselves, and that's an infrastructure my great-grandfather set up. So, you know, that comes from our own puna, from our own water, but not to overstep. So we want infrastructure, but we don't want councils to overstep into rural communities who have taken their water sources from their punas and from their awas for many, many years. And this is what rangatiratanga is, that we still have maintained the mana to be able to do that, but also we deserve the same support as we pay rates and taxes. But it's not for councils to do that. Give us the resource for us to be able to continue to to supply ourselves with water. And so Te Pāti Māori voted against the Three Waters repeal. And the thing is, we understand that Māori need a greater voice around ensuring that we are part of the discussions and the decision making. That's one thing I am supportive of. But there's a fundamental issue here, Dale, and that is the mana ki te wai. Who is mana to the water? Who is mana of the water? And so there's a judicial process happening in the court at this particular time where Māori are challenging the Crown around the status of our mana to our water. And so Te Pāti Māori voted against the Three Waters when Labour put it through the House, not because we were against the issue of the management of water, but we were against anything to do with water until the Crown recognised the mana of Māori to the water, to the wai.
Tēnā koe. All the best with the kapa and with the mahi, and thank you for sharing some time with us each Friday morning. Hilauri, all the best to you and yours, man.
Kia ora rā, Deo, ngā mihi nui. Kia ora tātou.
Kia ora, thank you. Hilauri Waititi, Friday mornings, ka leader of Te Pāti Māori.